ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवि गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तत्कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 18 टेक्स्ट नंबर 15। Kindly repeat after me. Bribhrayachar Chayanam Nirvasa Kaupinachadanam Param Tyaktam Nadanda Patrabhyam अन्यत् किञ्चिद् अनादपि बिभ्रयाचेन्मुनिर्वास कौपिनाच्छादनं परम् त्यक्तं न दण्डपात्राभ्याम् अन्यत् किञ्चिद् अनापदि बिभ्रयाचेन्मुनिर्वास कौपिनाच्छादनं परम् त्यक्तं न दण्डपात्राभ्याम् अन्यत् किञ्चिद् अनापदि कोपिनाच्छादनं परम् त्यक्तं न दण्डपात्राभ्याम् अन्यत् किञ्चिदनापदि बिभ्रयाचेन्मुनिर्वास कौपिनाच्छादनं परम् त्यक्तं न दण्डपात्राभ्याम् अन्यत् किञ्चिद् अनापदि माताजीस। बिभ्रयात् वुड वेयर चेत इफ मुनिः द सन्यासी वासः क्लोथ्स कौपिना द थिक बेल्ट एंड अंडरवेयर ओन बाय सेंटली पर्सन्स आच्छादनं कवरिंग परम अदर त्यक्तं गिवन अप न नेवर दंडा बिसाइड्स हिज स्टाफ पात्राभ्याम एंड वाटर पॉट अन्यत् एल्स किंचित् एनीथिंग Anapadi, when there is no emergency. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, if the sannyasi desires to wear something besides a mere kopin, he may use another cloth around his waist and hips to cover the kopin. Otherwise, if there is no emergency, he should not accept anything besides his danda and water pot. Purport. A sannyasi attracted to material possessions will spoil his worship of Lord Krishna. So this is the one line purport for this verse. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanyeshwaram Paramananda Madhavam Asadina Sadutadam Atinichochatakaram Hanumanchakadachin Premanatakantagasparam Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings for all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak something on this exalted subject matter of sannyas and Srimad Bhagavatam. So here Lord Krishna is explaining to Sri Uddhavji almost last chapter on this 18th chapter, 17th and 18th chapter, and around 105 verses Lord Krishna has been discussing about Varnashram Dharma. And this is here, he is talking about sannyas. And this is like one of the like very appropriate instruction, because after this episode, Uddhavji is going to take that order, either vanprastha or sannyas. So it has a lot of importance from Uddhavji's point of view. So he has explained quite elaborately on this section. So it's very important to understand the aspect of sannyas ashram. So what does sannyas means? And when I heard this definition, my jaw fell down. It was quite disturbing, but still one person had given the definition of, or the explanation of sannyas. A sannyasi will not attain success in his sannyas, or he will attain success in his sannyas only when he will slaughter cows daily. This is what the definition given. By the way, this was the Max Muller. He gave the definition of sannyas in one of the Vedic literature, while in the translation. So in the Sanskrit, if you refer the Sanskrit verse, so there the description of go is there. The word go is used. And go, basically it has a two meaning. One is senses and one is cow. So go damana, or cutting down on the senses, cutting down the senses. But how he took the meaning is slaughtering the cows. So when things grammatically could be right, the word-to-word meaning could be right, but culturally that does not fit it. So text and context, basically it is said, when one has to understand scriptures, the words of the scriptures, context also matters a lot. In which context what is being said? So grammatically he was correct. Okay, a go means cow, and now one has to slaughter, cut down the cows. But that is not the cultural meaning of the sannyas. So here, when one has to understand scriptures, it should be understood from the acharyas, because they give the proper perspective and proper application of the things or the instructions given in the scriptures. Otherwise, it will create bewilderment or confusion. Or one may want to distance away from such a valuable instructions. And therefore, acharyas, they give a proper understanding and proper application without losing the spirit of the particular instruction given in the scriptures. So here it has been discussed that a sannyasi is attracted to material possessions, will spoil his worship of Lord Krishna, and he should be only wearing, coping. Now, today's day and age, how it can be applied so that the spirit will not be lost? So Acharyas has given a proper perspective, proper ways, so that the result can be achieved without disturbing the culture. So Lord Krishna is talking about different ashramas over here. He is talking their duties, behavior, pitfalls, obstacles, precautions to be taken, and the perfection should be achieved. Any practitioner of varnashrama should attain the perfection, should attain the success. And what is that success? That success is one's own sense control, and second is satisfaction. Satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishnur aradhate pantha nanyat tat toshakaranam. There is no other object, or there is no other purpose except tosha karanat, to satisfy or for to please the Lord. Samsiddhir hari toshanam, again toshanam, that is for the pleasure of the Lord. Bhagavatam also talks about this. So that is the success of the following the varnashram dharma, that once a person should achieve sense control and should be able to satisfy the Lord. So this perfection or this success can be achieved by following the different processes which can be applied in according to the time, place and circumstances. And acharyas are expert in this. So here basically it has been discussed how one can spoil his worship of Lord Krishna. So that is the theme which I will be talking about. How one can spoil his Krishna consciousness, irrespective of ashram. Because that is the essence of all the practices we do, to continue our Krishna consciousness and please the Lord. Otherwise, externals, they doesn't matter much. In Ramayana, it is explained that when Ravana came to kidnap Mother Sita, the word is used over there, parivrajaka rupena. So he came in the dressing himself as a parivrajaka, means sannyasi. But his intention did not match his externals. And therefore, he called for his own destruction. So I'm going to discuss this on like Ram Navami is approaching very soon. So how the four personalities from Ramayana, they almost spoil their Krishna consciousness, or was about to spoil their Krishna consciousness. So I was thinking on this theme, and two personalities I was quite sure, and I have heard about them from the senior devotees and from reading from different acharyas' book. But two personalities I was a bit confused. So I referred, luckily Chaitanya Charan Prabhu has written this book, Wisdom from Ramayana. So I got few inputs from that book, so I'm just presenting that to all of you. So the first personality who's spoiled, his Krishna consciousness or her Krishna consciousness was Kaikeyi. So Kaikeyi, as we all know that, she was very favorable. She never judged or she practiced her Krishna consciousness or her Ram consciousness very favorably till the time she heard from Mantra about Lord Ram. So when she was misinformed, when she heard from Mantra, she lost faith in Lord Ram. So misinformation, or the people around us, what kind of information they are giving us matters a lot. Mantra was in a guise of a well-wisher. She completely destroyed Kaikeyi's Krishna consciousness. And this is what we have to be aware when we are practicing Krishna consciousness. When we come in contact with the devotees, when we start developing our Krishna consciousness, one needs to understand who is a well-wisher and who is not. Otherwise, it will create havoc in our own Krishna consciousness. So Kaikeyi became victim of misinformation. Her joys were turned into disaster. She was happy when she heard that Ram is going to coronate it. But Mantra turned that joy into disaster. She saw a bright future when Rama becoming a king and ruling Ayodhya. But Mantra turned that into black picture. It was a bright future, but she painted it in a way that Kaikeyi became alarmed. And that was the strategy of Mantra. Mantra's strategy was hitting on the weak point. And what was Kaikeyi's weak point? Kaikeyi's weak point was not Ram. Her weak point was Kaushalya. Actually, if you read that description in Ramayana, in how Maharshi Valmiki Rishi has described that. So till the time Mantra was talking about Lord Ram, Kaikeyi was denying everything. You know, Ram is not at all like this, whatever you are saying. But when, as soon as Mantra started speaking about Kaushalya's Abhyudaya, how Kaushalya become prominent, how she will become prominent, that time she started losing. Kaikeyi started losing. And it was interesting, I did not realize when actually Kaikeyi, Kaushalya talks, when she was discussing with Lord Ram, that time she start speaking about what her plight would be when you will go to forest. That time she spoke that till today how Kaikeyi is treating us and me. Means us means all of us and particularly in me. Because Kaikeyi became a favorite queen of a king. So she would she would become angry on small thing. And she would speak harsh word. So Kaushalya was saying now, because king was already there, still she was so angry, she would use such a language and she would become so angry. What it would be when you will not be there. So I will continue to remain in a miserable condition. So Kaikeyi was also knowing this, that how she had treated others. And that was there in back of her mind, must be. And when, as soon as Manthara started speaking and connecting everything about Kaushalya, then Kaikeyi started becoming hard-hearted. So, the misinformers, they know what is our weak point. And they keep hitting on that weak point. Or they connect facts with the weak points. And that becomes the cause of spoiling one's own Krishna consciousness or one's own consciousness. It was interesting that Kaikeyi had an experience of Lord Ram, how he was serving him. He was serving her. And she was again and again telling Mantra, no, Ram is not like that. Ram is not like that. But her experience was overwhelmed by such misinformation. So one might be having, one might say, oh, Krishna consciousness is best. But when misinformation starts taking place in one's life, the whatever experiences we have received in practice of Krishna consciousness, one can disregard such experiences. So one has to be careful what we are hearing, from whom we are hearing. Are they reliable sources? One another thing was, Manthara had her own motto. She had gained prominence because of Kaikeyi. And when she was disturbed, when she saw Valmiki ji explains that, she saw the caretaker of Lord Ram, Dhatri. She was very happy on that day. And there was a festivity in the Kaushalya's palace. So whom did she ask? Manthara asked the Dhatri, or caretaker of Lord Ram, that why you all are so happy today? What is happening over there? Which Vrata Kaushalya is performing, and which wish she what was her desire which became fulfilled today? So that Dhatri told her that don't you know that Ram is going to be coronated. As soon as she heard from that Dhatri and seeing the happiness of that Dhatri, she became alarmed that my position will be disturbed. Now, I will be Dasi, Anudasi, Anudasi. Isn't it? And I will not have that much prominence. So, she had her own her selfish motives. And to protect that, she started conspiring all these things. So one has to understand the motives of the people when they speak something, and one has to be very, very careful. So, of course, sometimes people, they come and they talk to you. How to avoid? The mistake is, first mistake is hearing. So, Kaikeyi lent her ear to Manthara, hearing all these things. That was a big mistake. But bigger than that was, she did not consult with the other authorities. That was her biggest mistake. There were neutral parties in the Ayodhya who could have sorted this out. She chose to remain isolated with the information given by Manthara. And she believed that she could have consulted Vasishtha. She could have consulted Sumantara, other great personalities in the kingdom. But she chose to remain isolated. Immediately she took action. And we see how she was at lost. She had lost everything. Misinformation, and believing that misinformation, spoiled her own life, her own Krishna consciousness, and gave trouble to whole Ayodhya. So one has to be very careful, because in this age of internet, there was only one Manthara for Kaikeyi. For us, there are so many Mantras roaming around. And they are just at the fingertips, isn't it? You press it and there is a Manthara. And Mantras are more prominent than Vasishtha and Sumantara. So one has to take care not to spoil their own Krishna consciousness with the misinformation. The second personality was Sugrivji. So Sugrivji, as we know that he was running for his life till the time Wali was ruling the Kishkindha. He was running and running for his life, and somehow or other he found out that place, Rishyamukha mountain, where Wali could not enter because of the Matang Rishi's curse. And he was living in fear throughout his life. So adversity basically means things which are forced upon you, which you do not ask for, but it is been forced upon you. That is called adversity. You have to accept it. And you have to go through it. So that is called adversity. So Sugrivji had experienced this adversity in his life. And we know that how when he got back his kingdom, when he met Lord Ram and they packed or they signed the treaties that now I will get back your kingdom, you help me in search of Sita. So Lord Ram fulfilled his promise and gave whole kingdom the Kishkinda, which was been ruled by Wali to Sugrivji. So as soon as Sugrivji received this kingdom, which was full of comforts, what happened? Complacency took place in his life. And he forgot the promise which was made. Almost forgot. Which was made to Lord Ram. What was the promise? The promise, I will help you in search of Mother Sita. So this complacency brought erosion. Or ingratitude. Actually Lakshmanji talks about this. That you have become ingrateful to Lord, whatever Lord Ram has done for you. So your ungratefulness will be the disaster for you. That way he spoke to Sugrivji. So the complacency, what he was experiencing because of comforts. He received all kinds of comforts and he engaged himself in enjoying that comforts. So whenever there are comforts, the tendency is to forget or to lose your focus on the purpose. Or your purpose becomes blunt. That is the power of comforts. And Chaitanya Chandra has given a very nice example in that section. That when some enemy will attack on us, we will immediately retaliate. Isn't it? But enemy comes in disguise and slowly erodes your consciousness or erodes your system. And long back, I think Radhika Vallabh Prabhu had sent one video about the strategy educationalist or the enemy used to destroy the education system or to weaken this political system of particular country. So how they train different kinds of intellectuals, how they award them, and it takes 50-60 years to create a system. So that your people are there in the positions, and when something comes up, they protest. They protest for your decision, whatever you desire, and that starts happening. So comforts are also like a small hole in a dam, small leakage. In civil engineering, when I was studying that, it was specifically told how there are many dams. They were not attacked by any enemy or external forces. They broke down because of small leakage. And there are so many histories about this. How dams, they created havoc when they were fallen apart. So similarly, comfort, they enter like a needle in sadhakas, in practitioners' life, but they come out like elephant. They totally spoils. Or they totally destroys the purpose for what they come, or for someone comes for spiritual life. Actually, one of our servant, one who cleans over here in temple area, he was wearing one t-shirt, and there was slogan. The slogan was written, "Never forget why you started." Nice one. Never forget why you started. So comfort has a power to make you forget why you started. So Sugriv ji, when he received that comfort in Kishkinda, he forgot the purpose of his receiving the Kishkinda, serving in the mission of Lord Ram. So this comfort, one should be very much alert with this, that if they are coming, so one may lose the purpose. It may erode our consciousness. And that exactly opposite one can see in the life of Pandavas. Pandavas, when they were in a forest, Kuvera offered them his own forest, which was celestial in nature. And there were all the comforts, unlike what Pandavas were experiencing in other forests where they were living, Dvaitavan and Kamyakavan. There were much more pleasantries in Kubera's forest. And 4 years passed in that forest. Everyone was living happily. There was no trouble even from Duryodhana over there. So one day, Bhima and Arjuna, they both approach Yudhishthir Maharaj. And they told Yudhishthir Maharaj that, my dear brother, we are receiving so much comfort over here. I am fearful, or we are experiencing that we are forgetting the atrocities inflicted by Duryodhanas and the fire to take revenge from him is getting extinguished. So we have to leave this place as soon as possible, because these comforts are eroding our attitude to take revenge. Because Duryodhana, they knew that Duryodhana was not going to give them their kingdom happily. And they had to fight. All the Pandavas were knowing this. So Yudhishthir Maharaj understood this. This comforts will definitely erode our purpose. So immediately Yudhishthir Maharaj voluntarily accepted. Otherwise Kuvera did not have any problem to keep them in his own forest. So immediately they came back to the forest where they were performing austerities. So the austerities, voluntarily taking such austerities, can help us to remain resolute in our purpose. So when there are comforts, one should be very much alert performing austerities. So we should not get swayed away with the comforts. When everything is settled, when everything is going fine, you become complacent. So austerities make sure, they are the insurance against not losing our purposefulness. So sadhaka, a practitioner, must be aware of performing austerities voluntarily. No one is going to ask us to perform austerities. That is our responsibility to perform austerities. So that is what Sugriv ji, he was about to spoil, but thank God for him, there was Hanuman ji, his own wife, Tara, and Lakshmi ji, such people were around him, so he could be brought back. And then he started again serving in the mission of Lord Ram. He got back his purpose. The third person whom I was talking about, I was thinking about, was Wali. Wali was also few acharyas and other devotees have spoken. He was also having a devotion towards Lord Ram. But he spoiled his relationship or his Krishna consciousness because of misunderstanding or misjudgment. So, as we know that that Mayavi, that demon came in the Kishkindha, he challenged Wali, and Wali had to take up that challenge. He went to the cave, in that cave, and he asked Guruji, please be here, I will just take care of the demon inside. And Sugriji waited for almost a month or so, I'm a bit confused about duration, and he heard noises coming, Mayavis, that demon's voice coming out, but there was no sign that Wali's voice to be heard. He could not hear Wali's voice, he thought, and the blood was coming out, so he thought Wali must have been killed by this demon. And what he understood now, I have to protect myself because Wali could not fight this demon. If he comes out, I will not be able to fight him out. So better, I will block the door. So he took the precaution to block that exit. The entrance and exit was the same. So he blocked that exit for that Danava. He was unhappy that his brother was killed. So he came, he was mourning, everyone was mourning, and there was no king. And because Angada was not grown up, so Sugriva had to accept the throne. So he accepted the throne, but somehow Wali came out victorious, and he got frustrated that the cave was blocked. Who must have, because this was not natural calamity, this could not have happened naturally, it was perfectly done by someone. So he understood that Sugriva must have done. Some or other he came out of the cave, but when he came in the Kishkindha, he saw Sugriva sitting on the throne. That exploded him, and he could not take up that. He came to the conclusion, this is Sugriva's deed. He wanted to take up, usurp the kingdom. So his observation was perfect, but his conclusion was not perfect. So most of the time, we may observe certain facts, but when we come on, when we arrive onto some conclusion, may not be perfect. The situation, actually both misunderstood. Sugriva also misunderstood that he was been killed. Wali also misunderstood. But there was no chance given for explanation. Sugriva tried to explain himself, but Wali was fully convinced, no, this is what. So this is generally, in psychology term, it is called attribution error. Attribution error basically means false assumption or judgment made on or caused by our own or someone else's behavior. Means you already have a perception about someone, and if some misdeed or something happens, so immediately you think, oh, this is his intention. This is called dispositional factors and situational factors, basically. You see the situation and you attribute, or that you just connect it with the disposition. Oh, this is the situation and therefore this must be the disposition. So that was a misunderstanding happened in, and then he Haddapar, basically he threw Sugriva out of his kingdom. And basically when misunderstanding happens, so we want to throw, anyone whoever is coming in this area, or I will restrict someone coming in this area. And that what happened. He misunderstood Sugriva's actions. And eventually he had to lose. He has to lose his life. He lost his kingdom. This was, there were many more things. It's a short of time that can be discussed. So when one has to judge someone, he has to properly understand the situation. Giving someone benefit of doubt, this is very important. And the fourth personality was Angad. So we all know that Angada and all other monkeys like Hanumanji and Jamvan, they were sent on the south side to search for Mother Sita. So when they came to this place where Swayamprabha's cave, actually they were very thirsty, they did not have food for long duration, and it was like almost a kind of drought in that area. So they reached to that place where Swayamprabha's, that sadhvi, her cave was there, and it was full of greenery and full of fruits. So they had their food, everything. When they came out of the cave, they realized that time has already over. The timeline which was given by Sugriva ji, it was already over. And they are not at search Mother Sita. So they experienced that failure. And they thought, now if we go back, we will not, Angadji thought actually, we will not be spared. Sugriv is going to kill us. And he thought that better to perform fasting here and die, instead of going back and getting humiliated and killed by Sugriv. But Hanumanji, he started arguing, well, no, you are misjudging, or you are not understanding Sugriva. Sugriva is not like that. Sugrivaji is not like this. And he started glorifying Sugrivaji's quality. Hanumanji started glorifying. So what happened over here? The dissension started taking place. One party and another party. Because Angadji had resented. Means he had few things in his mind. That Sugrivji, Sugriva had killed his father. So that resentment was already there in his mind. And that was lingering in his mind. And when such situation came, that where they could experience, okay, now this is the situation and this will be the cause for my destruction. Because I could not fulfill the desire of the king. And king will be utilizing this opportunity to assassinate me. Because his previous behavior was like that. If he could kill his brother, so what to speak of, where is the question, not killing brother's son. So he was also about to like fall apart, and he was about to give up the mission. But somehow like Lord Ram's grace and all this thing, few things like Sampati came, and then they understood, my God, there will be a big disaster coming in our life. So then they started talking about Ram Katha and all this thing. But the point which I was making over here is that the suspicion, the previous hurts, when we are working in team or when we are working in the mission of the Lord, when different people come together with different experiences, and when individual experiences becomes, or individual pursuits become prominent, then dissension or infiltering can take place. And we may lose the purpose, we may split away from the mission. So therefore, when we all have come together in the mission of the Lord, so we have to keep aside our own whatever experiences, individual experiences one goes through in life. But to serve the purpose, we have to take that responsibility of the purpose so that we can achieve the perfection and we can please the Lord. So these are the four personalities who could have, or few of them, like, they have spoiled their Krishna consciousness because of misinformation. Kaikeyi lost her Krishna consciousness because of misinformation. So we have to be very careful what we are hearing. Sugriv ji, he was about to lose his Krishna consciousness because of comforts, sense gratification. Wali, because of misjudgment, he lost his life and his Krishna consciousness. Of course, he was been killed by Lord Ram, so he achieved that benefit. And Angad ji, he was also about to give up on the mission because of his own experiences. So these are few things which I wanted to discuss. I'll stop here. It's already over time. So if anybody has any question, any doubt, he can ask me personally. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.